God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You've got potential. It's not a perfect world, and things don't happen exactly the way we would want them to all the time. Sometimes it doesn't happen till the second time, or the third time, or the fourth time. But if you stay at it and have a determination that I'm going to maximize this potential, somehow this is going to work. And you don't give up and give in so easily and so quickly because you want a perfect world. It's not a perfect world. There was a storm raging, and disciples were afraid, and Jesus said, come, and Peter stepped out into a realm of potential. But even in that, he couldn't sustain it because he started observing what was around him. You can't start looking around. You can't start comparing yourself to somebody else and then realize, man, I'm out here. Yeah, you out there. You better keep your eyes on Jesus, too. You got to maximize. You've got to step out into things. Now, I don't mean do foolish things, but, you know, you have to purpose. Set your goal and then go for your goal. You know, set realistic goals. Set goals. Set long-term goals. Don't just set little old goals. You know you was doing that when you was five. Can't lose with this one. Ain't no danger. Ain't no risk involved here. I'll give a dollar. Potential has to be exercised to be fulfilled. Demands must be made on potential in order to release it. As I said earlier, to become someone you've never been or something you've never been, you got to be willing to do something you've never done. That's exciting right there. Go somewhere you've never been. Do something you've never done before. You know, we are such creatures of habit. The same thing all the time. Say amen, right? Pretty much the same thing. Got a variety, a little list of stuff that you eat. You don't eat nothing else. There's nothing wrong with that in a sense, but sometimes be daring with things. And I don't mean be foolish, but be daring. Be, you know, take a risk with some things sometimes. But why? Because if you're going to become something you've never been, you got to do something you've never done. And you'd be surprised. You do something you don't think you like, and you may like that, and it can be life-changing to you. It can make you another person, a whole nother perspective. All right, let me just give you some things. Prepare. I'm going to give you a few P's. Prepare prayerfully. Plan purposely or purposefully. Proceed positively. Pursue persistently. Now, here's one for you. You might want to remember this. Like someone used to say, put it in your memory bank. Failure is the path of least persistence. It's not the path. I'm not saying it's the path of least resistance. Failure is the path of least persistence. Amen? Now, let's shift gears a little bit. I laid some foundation here. Let's go to Proverbs 11 and verse 24 and 25. As Peter, you'll find that when God gives you opportunity to make a demand on your faith or to release potential, the circumstances are seldom ideal. You know, you'll know from inside. But the circumstances won't always be in agreement with you. As a matter of fact, it'll seem like the most unlikely thing you should do. But yet, it's a time where God is saying, I want you to make a demand on your faith. Remember in Genesis 26, Isaac in famine, God said, sow. Everybody else's, everything was dry and barren, nothing growing. And you know, hey, all these heathens around me, they see me sowing, they'll think I'm crazy. And what if nothing grows? Ain't nothing growing for nobody else. But see, God was telling him, make a demand on your faith. In the midst of this, I am with you. Tell somebody God's with you. Boy, if you meditate on that long enough to understand that God is with you, that means everything. That's all you have to know, is that God is with me. It doesn't mean that you've been so good or that you've done everything right. Get that out your mind. It's not according to your ability. The fact of the matter is God is with you, and that's all that really counts. Because see, God will clean up your messes too. Come on, God, you know God has to clean up a lot of messes for you sometime. He'll keep you on the straight and narrow. God will do it. But see, the fact of the matter is you have to know that God is with you. That's all that counts. No matter what the devil does, no matter what people say, listen, God is with me. And you know what? If you believe that enough and you walk in that enough, God will show the world, yes, I'm with him. They'll see that, yes, God, that Joseph was so engrossed in God's presence and prospered in God that everybody knew. Potiphar knew that God was with him. Potiphar wasn't even saved. Amen. And Potiphar knew that God was with him. Amen. In the jail, they knew God was with him. Yes. Pharaoh said, who can hear like this man? Who is there like this man whose God is with him? Nebuchadnezzar with Daniel in him. And truly, God is with you. Yes. They weren't even saved. Yes. So it's important to know, tell somebody, God's with me. You're born again, the Lord is with you. And that means everything. When Israel disobeyed God and wouldn't go up and fight, or when they got defeated and they came back and then they said, no, we're going to go up and fight. And Moses said, don't go up. Or Joshua said, don't go up because the Lord's not with you. And they went up anyway and got chased off, got defeated because God wasn't with them. An indication that the Lord is with you is that your enemies can't rejoice over you. Hello? They might get you in the corner, but they can't keep you in the corner. Amen. They can't rejoice. They'll not be able to rejoice over you. Matter of fact, they'll have to hide and watch as God prospers you. Amen. Proverbs, are we in Proverbs 11:24? There is that scatters and yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tendeth to poverty. Verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself. There, if we want to tap the law of increase, there must first be in our lives a release. Peter, in the midst of all those adverse circumstances, said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. Jesus said, come. And he stepped out. I know he didn't make it. You know, we can look at that so many different ways. But at least he did step out. At least he did prove something. He was on top of that water. He was on the word. He was out there. He was tapping his potential. God was doing it. He was doing it too. While the others had the potential in the boat. See, some got the potential just sitting in the boat. Sitting there like the lepers, ready to die. All right? So, there must be a release. If we're going to make a demand on our faith, there must be a release. And you got, you know, it's important to do what you do by faith. Don't do it grudgingly. Don't do it, you know, wavering. Don't do it questioning. No, Get your mind set on what you're going to do to release your potential, and do it by faith, and don't let circumstances and things turn you around or discourage you, because again, many of the settings that God will bring or allow to surround you when it's time to make a demand on your faith will not be favorable. Amen. It would be easy if everything was always favorable. Amen. It would be easy to do that. It would be no challenge, but many times it's not favorable at all. Amen. So Isaac, and in that same year, because he was obedient, in the midst of that, he tapped a potential in God. While nobody else was growing, God said, I'm going to grow yours. Because this is your potential. You're a child of mine. I'm going to show you that you are different than the other nations. You're not subjected to the same things that they are subjected to. How many of God want to show out for you every now and then? Come on, there are things that God want to show out for his. His eyes go to and fro in search of hearts that he can show himself mighty. Where people are saying, you know what, that had to be God. That child, that ain't none but God. Sinners will say that. You know, that ain't none but God. God did that. Amen. Don't you want the Lord to be able to brag on you? Amen. Have you considered my servant Job? He put Job in the ring against the devil. Said, you ain't going to defeat him. God was bragging on him. Now, I'm saying that to say this. When we tap potential, it's not a bed of roses. It's not a walk in the park, if you understand what I mean. Because once you step out on the water, you got to keep on believing. You can't start yielding to the elements around you. You can't start, you know, backing up when people get critical, when people disappoint, when it seems like, you know, it ain't working. No, you got to stay. You out on that water. You out in the middle of that lake. You can't stop believing now. And you can't swim either. You have to keep your faith alive. Keep that word coming out of your mouth. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your eyes on him. That's potential. You are tapping into a potential. Because we talked about seven spirits that are in services, that are in situations, in environments. The spirit of intimidation was one. The spirit of hindrance. The spirit of provocation. The spirit of condemnation, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of unbelief, and the critical spirit. There's critical. So all these spirits out there to try to discourage your making a demand on your faith. Amen. You done stepped out in faith and you watching TV and a commercial come on that takes all the air out your balloon. The enemy will use the airwaves. People's voices, circumstances, you start to believe God and stuff start going wrong. Stuff start breaking down. I'm not prophesying that. I'm just saying. Anything to distract you or discourage you from making a demand on faith.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 34 of The Faith Crisis, Arise and Build. We, as children of God, must keep our hearts pure before him. Then you are able to carry the anointing to establish the kingdom in the earth. You must stand in the midst of turmoil and turbulence. That same pressure the enemy and his cords try to place on you, turn it around and put it back on them by speaking what the Word of God says about you and your situation. He has given us promises. Close the door on the evil that seeks to destroy from within. You are a gatekeeper. Protect the work of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.